Welcome to the podcast, Keep It Simple. Join our hosts, Tom LeComp and Gavin Durson, as they discuss the joys and challenges of being the simple church in a complex world.
Today, I'd like to throw a topic out for us, Tom, to talk about, and I think would hopefully stimulate the imagination of some of our listeners. And that is, as we think and we about simple church multiplication, and we've talked in previous episodes about the importance of relationship and how that the methodology of Jesus even was always relationship. I really, one of the things that's kind of intrigued me and kind of captured my imagination a bit is to looking around and seeing where are those places that relationships are already developed. You know, I know I was always frustrated. It seemed like my friends and the people that I had relationship with, a lot of times in traditional church, were not those people. I would drive across town because I liked that pastor, the music there, or whatever. And I would go to Sunday school class with folks whom, throughout the rest of the week, I never saw. And one of the things that I've been intrigued is as I think about simplifying my life and even simple church, is streamlining some of these things so that the people that I'm social with are the people that I'm also are a part of my church family, and the people that you know, that I'm trying to reach out to and maybe that I'm showing Christ to are also the people that I just day-to-day interact with on a natural, just because of my job or interests or whatever. And so part of that has been highlighted in my journey with the skate church deal, and that's been a big part of what we've done there. But it's also led me to think about, where are some of these other areas of our society, subcultures or natural connecting points, where there could be a potential for churches to be birthed and multiplied? And so one idea that I've thought about, and I've loved the thought always, I play golf, and so I've always loved the criticism of churches being like country clubs. And I think that's funny because I've actually thought about, what about a country club becoming a church? You know, that would be an example. There's a natural place where people are already interacting. There's a common interest. There's bridges, Christians, non-Christians alike. They hang out there. They enjoy that interest. They probably live maybe perhaps in the country, in the neighborhood. So would there be an opportunity there? You know, there's been a thing online, you've heard about biker church and different these types of interests, where you actually see church being birthed in the context of common interest.
Right.
And I think that's a real neat
cowboy church.
And now I will say this: a lot of times, if you look up those things, they're not exactly simple church idea. It's they're still kind of going more of the we're gonna have kind of a service oriented around these types of things.
Right.
It's not,
yeah.
But I think that if we were to take those that idea and we were to really see that blossom, and it could really blossom and multiply greatly if we took the idea of simple church and kind of looked at that as well. And so, you know, I don't know if there's anyone out there, you know, that maybe you're thinking in those terms, or maybe you're just struggling with trying to figure out how to get started in this. And you want to build, you really believe that what we've talked about is that kind of the resources in the harvest field. I think for a lot of Christians, Tom, they look at their lives and they think, man, I really don't have a lot of relationships with people that aren't Christian. And perhaps those relationships are, you know, so how do I build a relationship with someone? Well, they may be interested in knitting, but maybe there's a knitting group. They may be interested in like skateboarding, golf, or whatever, biking. There, you know, there's all these different opportunities that maybe they do have an interest in, and that might be perhaps a place or an environment where God would utilize them to begin deepening their relationships with people that aren't like them.
I'll give you an example from our church. One of our groups, several of the members have become interested in swing dancing. And they go swing dancing at a restaurant on Thursday nights. There's been more and more people. They invite people. And I noticed, you know, though, looking on Facebook, hey, they show up and swing dance, you know. And then I show up on Sunday morning, and these same people are in my living room. And it's like, cool.
Yeah.
all these people that, you know, the relationships they've developed through swing dance, now it's carried over into the Simple Church. So that's one cool way. Another way that my wife and I are trying to do is inviting immigrants, refugees, and maybe even international students to our home. Because a lot of these immigrants, international students, you know, they're kind of wary of the American church. But if I invite them over to my house for a meal and say, you know, we're going to have a little worship service, they're a little bit more receptive to coming. And we've had people come and they've stayed. And,
yeah.
You know, we baptized them, and a lot of them have gone home and you know, I don't know what God's doing with them in their own country, but I hope it's something pretty cool.
Well, another thing, you know, I go to, there's a gym in my town that I go to, and I've been running there, you know, I look at that place and I think, man, there are people, there's just a community of people there. This is where they live. They don't live in their apartment or they don't live on their street. In our society, that where they live is the gym. That's their social interaction. They're there every day. They're hanging out. They're meeting up with friends there to go other places. And so, you know, I had a conversation with a guy that worked at the gym the other day. I was sharing with him kind of what I was doing. And, you know, the discussion went such that we were talking about what would it look like for Simple Church to be happening here and to be started in mm-hmm. this place with the people that are here. Maybe it doesn't meet at the club, at the health club, but there are a group of people that there are already bridges that are built there, friendships that are started. It's just a matter of bringing Christ into that environment and watching disciples start to be made and then church to form. You know, and a lot of what happens in that situation for us traditionally is we may meet someone at the gym and we may say, oh, you're interested in following Jesus. Well, you ought to come to church with me on Sunday, you know, or you ought to get involved in a good church. And mm-hmm. rather than us taking that next step and saying, hey, why don't we meet here, you and me, and if you've got a couple friends, I do, why don't we meet here before we work out and let's start talking about Jesus together. Won't we meet here for lunch on Sundays before we do our exercise and start mm-hmm. gathering here and begin encouraging each other? And then seeing something like Simple Church starting to happen there.
Yep.
You know, I think there's just a lot of opportunities that are out there. But again, what has to happen is this paradigm shift. So now, rather than going to church or going to church functions, going to the gym, which is something we normally do anyways, becomes a church function. And now, rather than compartmentalizing our life, we have to start really embodying this idea that we are the church everywhere, every day. And now, hanging out at the gym becomes church activity, just like going to work becomes church activity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another place that I think there's a logical connection, you know, that church, Simple Church, formed around workplace connections and relationships. Sometimes that can be a little tricky because of maybe the dynamics, but there's oftentimes interaction naturally happening there. And I think one thing I really like about that idea, Tom, not that it would, you know, it may be a neighborhood, it could be, and we've talked about that. Sometimes that's not the most logical connecting place, though, or at least initially. But one thing I like about this is that I think for oftentimes what Christians have done is we've dropped into areas and we've had no connection to that area. Maybe it's the inner city, maybe it's someplace. And again, not to say this wouldn't be important to do, but there's something very unnatural about it. You know, in other words, if I'm going down to the skate park to try to start a skate church, but I don't really skateboard or even like skateboarding, then I don't pass the smell test right away. It's like this person doesn't, they're not a part of this community. We don't even know who this person is, and there's immediately suspicion. And I think the church has been guilty of that a lot. We show up in these places, but there's suspicion because it's like we're here, but we don't live here.
Right.
And so I think beginning with those opportunities, I think there's a lot of opportunities out there just starting with the question of, well, where do I live? And where does my life already intersect with people that are not like me and are not believers? And I believe that is the place. Those intersecting points are the place that that God really wants to begin to utilize us to build relationships and share the gospel with people and see disciples made and see churches birthed. And so I don't know, just want to encourage anyone out there maybe struggling with finding a place and how to get started. Look, maybe it's right underneath your nose and you haven't even thought about it before. And maybe it would be something like skate church or workout church, or, you know, you can call it whatever you want. That, the name is not important, but it could be built around those natural connecting
points. It
could
be something no one's ever thought of before.
Yeah. Maybe you don't even name it. Maybe the people that are coming don't even know they're coming to something that you think of as church. They just think of it as, hey, we're getting together and we have these conversations about Jesus. And maybe in a year from now, they'll think of it as church. But maybe initially, they don't even think of it as church. But you do.
Right.
But they don't. And that's okay, because you're just meeting people where they're at and welcoming, inviting them in to be a part of your life with Jesus.
I remember several years ago, George Barna came out with his book, Revolution. I don't know if you read that, but he talks about that in his book, you know, how people are meeting in non-traditional places, or maybe meeting on the golf course, things like that. I know there was a lot of criticism from the church at large, like, well, that's not church if you're just playing golf. Well, you know, we could come up with a definition where, you know, this is church, this is not. But the key is, you're out there and you're reaching people where they are, and you're not having them come to a place, you know, that's foreign to them. You're out there where they are, whether it's the gym, the golf course, the dance floor, whatever. And I think that's what we're called to do, is go, you know, go and make disciples. So go is action. Go is movement. Go is being out there.
And there's a lot of people, you know, one of my kind of my pet peeves is just that I think we do the kingdom a great disservice when we say, and that what you just said is so true. It's like, and I have this conversation all the time with people. It's like, oh, well, I'm already doing that. I kind of got a group of guys, or we got a group of people, we get together. But what we've told people, and what the church I think can do, unfortunately, maybe without even knowing it, is we downplay that. Well, that's not church. And people are, they don't, they're not, their minds are not allowed to go there, to think of that as being a church, a real church, like a biblical church.
Yeah.
And so it's a Bible study, or it's a get to know you group, or it's a life group.
And maybe that's how it begins.
Yeah. And what happens is that we've conditioned people to not think that could ever be a real church.
Yeah.
And what I think excites me is when we think about, if we could open people's minds to the fact that could be a very, not only a real church, but a real church that multiplies and grows and is very, every bit as much biblical, as if not more biblical, than what they've been a part of in some ways, then the potential's there. The potential is really, it's really unbelievable of what could happen. But I believe we've kind of got these mental shackles on people that have conditioned people to not let their minds go there. And we don't want to go there oftentimes, because if we, you know, internally, it's like, well, if I start to think of this as my church, then it all of a sudden maybe becomes important for me to really be a part of these people's lives even more than I am now. It means that I've got to take on the responsibility of thinking about all these things that I like paying these other guys to think about and take care of for me. And so it's not just that, it's us too. We don't want to think of this, we don't want to let ourselves go there, because we're worried about what that, selfishly, and I'm guilty of this too, we don't want to maybe open up ourselves to what all that might mean.
Mm-hmm.
But if we do, it will require more of a dying to ourselves, and it will require more of a commitment to the relationships there and to the people there. But that is where we believe the richness of life is, that Jesus has left us here for, is dying to ourselves, taking up our cross, following Him, involving ourselves in the lives of other people, even at the expense of our own interests sometimes. And that's hard and it's difficult, but it's what God's left us here for.
Good, yeah. And these people might be people that you would not normally hang out with or associate with, but, you know, maybe God is stretching you by, you know, somewhere He's taking you.
Yeah.
So
let me just leave with this thought. So, how do we get started? I would sow the seed generously. Maybe you right now you're thinking about some of these natural connecting places. Maybe there's somebody at the gym you bump into all the time. What would happen if you just went up to them and said, hey, I see you all the time. I enjoy hanging out. Would you be interested in getting together before we work out? And I'm looking for someone in my life to maybe help me in my faith. And I like to ask questions and talk about the Bible with. And perhaps we could just get together and just start looking at the Bible together. if you ask 100 people that question, you might find one that would be willing. And I was encouraged this past week to talk to a friend of mine who's out in Seattle, or Tacoma, actually, planning simple churches there. And he's doing what we've talked about in this podcast for a life transformation group with a guy who's an atheist. And they're reading like 30 chapters of the Bible a week. And this guy said, hey, I've been waiting for you to ask me to do this because I knew you were a Christian and I knew you did that with a common friend. He's like, I'd love to do this with you. He's like, I don't really believe it, but it'd be cool to learn and do this with you. And
wow.
So this guy's reading the Bible, you know. And so we don't often assume that people want to do something like that, but oftentimes they do. They're waiting for someone to ask them. And if people don't want to do that, you know, if they don't want to take that next step, or they don't want to begin maybe getting together intentionally to maybe start, you know, talking about things, about God or spirituality, that's okay. You can still be their friend, and by showing them that you'll still be their friend, you'll be a great witness for the kingdom and that. But there's probably someone in your life, I believe, that if they're just waiting for you to ask them.
And it may involve you leaving your comfort zone, yep. Stretching your yep. envelope.
So yeah, and as always, if you guys have any questions, or we can encourage you, or you got any stories along the lines of how God's maybe opening doors for you in places like this that we've talked about, maybe common interest places, share those with us. Drop us a line, shoot us an email, gavindurson@gmail.com, or get on the podcast website, keepitsimple.com.
Keep It Simple Podcast.
It's keepitsimplepodcast.com, and leave us a note.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Thanks a lot. You've been listening to Keep It Simple, a podcast dedicated to the idea of being the church in simple ways. Find us on the web at keepitsimplepodcast.com. That's keepitsimplepodcast.com. You can also like us on Facebook at Keep It Simple, a simple church podcast. Or you can find us on iTunes. We welcome your feedback and your prayers.